Woo! We did it! We are live on the Cool Nerd Weed Show. That's TS.
And that's Sasha.
And that's Elena.
Hello.
We are here at the Cool Nerd Weed Show at Adobe Radio. Thank you, Adobe Radio, for giving us a safe space to talk about weed.
Thanks, weed. Adobe.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Thanks for hanging out. Follow us on Twitter at Cool Nerd Weed. That's what you had to hit. You had to hit the Twitter, you said.
Yeah.
As I quote, hit the Twitter. I gotta hit the Twitter.
Right before we went on the air, TS said very, very sternly, I have to hit the Twitter. I guess that means post on
Twitter. No, I was hitting the Twitter.
He was hitting the Twitter. He was getting on that Twitter.
It's got a ring to it.
He was hitting it. And go on to Instagram if you'd like to, at Cool Nerd Weed Show. We are made to... Elena takes our pictures on the Instagrams.
Bless you.
She makes us look like fucking rock stars wherever we go.
You
really do. Thank you. We appreciate
thank
that. Thank you for coming on
of course, everything.
How exciting.
Let's nerd out about weed.
We're going to be nerds. As soon as we did this, I was like, Elena is going to be the one that's going to come on and nerd out, because you always, like, better than me, because I listen back, I sound like the kid in school that you're like, why is she doing
this? No, that's why we're here.
I'm like, yo, what?
You raised your hand, you get to ask your question.
Yes, thank you, but I feel like you guys will be able to nerd out, so we're going to continue our weed nerd thing. Are we on any other platforms that we can speak on?
Okay, we are. We're on currently banned from Apple platform called Social Club.
Yes, so punk rock.
It's nice. Like, I think Burner's gonna get it.
He's gonna get it back together.
He's gonna get it right.
He's gonna wrangle it in.
Yeah, it's Burner. It's fucking cookies. We're cookies whores. And we love ourselves some cookies. So we support that, and it's, you know, it'll be right. But I didn't know how solicited it was until you started saying people were, like, soliciting for, like...
pretty scandalous.
On this, like, social platform that Burner created. And what's the other one?
Cannabuzz.
So Cannabuzz. They're, like, uncensored pictures. Like, Instagram shadow bans. Still shadow bans. Which sucks. Sucks. We speak on that a lot. Like, Instagram shadow bans weed pictures. Still. We can't post
shit. I have to be honest. I didn't know that.
It's fucked up. We can't advertise. They won't let us advertise because our...
But there's a billboard on every corner saying, how are we delivered to your door?
Time.
We can't see
with
pictures
an Instagram
of
handle on it. Like,
God forbid we see a picture.
Instagram.
No, so Instagram gives you shit. But these two platforms came out, like, you can post your shit and, like, be uncensored, which was, like, good in theory.
It was great. It was great in theory.
It was great
Burner
in theory.
Had some good ideas.
Good marketing
but
tools,
but it went sideways quickly.
It went dark webby
yeah,
really
it went
quick.
Pretty dark web.
The dark web. Really, really fast. And new friends were on the dark web. And it was... They had to take it. Apple was like, all right. No, or Google. Or was it Apple?
It was,
Google. It was all of them.
I think you can still find it on Google.
But we're on there. You can still find us for some reason. The page is still active. So if you search our names.
If you actually have the app, you can find us.
Anyway, enough about us. Anywho. So, Elena, do you want to be found anywhere? Do you have a place? Social media is so fun to talk about.
It is fun
to
talk about.
Are we supposed to talk shit on it? I'm not even sure. Are we on a social media platform right now?
Something inside this microphone. Who's listening? I can't say it without sounding like a complete douchebag, but I can't stand it. However, it's
rough,
a necessary
man.
Evil, and you can be informed and find people in places
so true.
Such as, you know.
It's valuable.
Exhibit A. It is. It's just,
I'm bad at it.
And we're also, like, I think a generation of just getting so mad at everything.
You're ready.
And I'm fully admitting that that is probably part of it.
I think that's a good place to be, though.
However, that being said, I'm about to shamelessly plug my...
Yes, where can we find you?
Yeah, we're
coming.
So,
anyways.
Well,
we're at it, where can we find you?
Yeah, so
find you?
That being said, I hate Instagram. But anyway, follow me on Instagram. It is.
Just find me, love me.
Yes, at Lulu Valentine is my... And I don't... If you want to see my photography portfolio, go to Cool Nerd Weed Show. To be completely honest.
We definitely...
There's my portfolio. And then band is at Peachy McQueen Band.
Yay!
Yeah.
Hooray, look out for new music.
Elena makes me look like a GQ model, whatever.
TS, you are a GQ model. Well, what are you going to
You are what you, yeah. Don't you?
I don't Photoshop, I swear. I've been telling you.
You are, no. Yeah, there's.
Oh, no.
I mean, you guys, this is, I tell them to just walk and I snap pictures and it's just like, okay, cool.
It's a good time.
It is.
If you can get content and content, if you can hashtag content and hang out with your friends, then you're
that's winning.
You're pretty good.
That's Charlie Sheen winning. I'm gonna say
yeah.
it. Yeah,
we're a nice big lovely family.
We are and happy little weed family.
And you know the weed makes, and that's why Instagram's so lame for being lame. But weed makes things a little bit easier to tolerate, like social situations and social 100%. Media. Like I just was really, we were really high. We just got really high. What did we smoke?
Yeah, what was that? Yes.
That was OZK, OZ Kush by OZ Kush. Wonder Brett and Dr. Green Thumb.
Yeah.
Green Thumb.
With the funky feel. So,
what is that made out of?
Yeah, okay,
what are the genetics?
Yeah, what is that? What?
Okay.
What
interesting.
Is it made from?
What is that
it's
made out of?
Skittles and OG Kush.
Skittles.
That's a good pairing.
That's a beautiful, beautiful cut.
It's very good.
Balanced.
I really like it.
Well balanced.
I like it.
Delightfully
a lot.
Curated.
Very delightfully. Like very delightfully curated.
I hate myself fucking, for saying
no,
that.
No, it is though. It is. That's actually the perfect strain to describe it that
right?
way.
Well, they're two of my favorite. Strains, I'd
yeah,
say.
Oh,
Skittles being the newer one that I liked. I've had, I think, over a dozen of them, and only two of them were good, and that was one of them, but probably because it was crossed with a good OG.
I did not take myself for a Skittles enjoyer, but the last couple things that we smoked...
Courtesy of these two here, I was tried it.
We the last couple things we smoked were Skittles, had Skittles in them, and I was like, mm-hmm. oh, I guess I do like Skittles. And people around, I think Skittles is really a popular strain. People are texting me about it on the texting.
Skittles is very popular, but I don't feel like you said, you've probably smoked a dozen of them, but
they're never good.
Yeah.
I seriously looked at Skittles as like
crappier weed.
I would think of the word mids.
Like, yeah. Skittles were always mids.
Super midsy.
They were always like PGR or not even PGR, good PGR.
Super leafy. They just looked like some
weird.
But this one, and maybe it's because of the crosses. Shapes. The ones you guys gave me the last few times were real.
But
good.
Lately, a lot of things we've been smoking have been Skittles crosses.
Skittles crosses.
Which is
Moonbow. Does Moonbow have Skittles in it?
That's good memory. See, I forgot. We completely
smoked that tonight.
We also smoked that today. FYI, we smoked a lot of weed.
We're gonna shamelessly blow through the list of strains.
We are. That's literally what the show is comprised of.
Proudly.
With some story. We're going to do a funny story, and then we're going to do science. So there. I let everybody know what they're in for. And then you're going to sit here and listen to us. Like Wonder Bread, I'm really happy that it exists. I want more of it in my face all the time. So the Moonbow is not Wonder Bread. It's connected.
Yes. That's connected.
Connected. Now, these are all like
That's Alien Labs.
Alien Labs. Fuck me.
The jar is right over there. It's a special cut.
Oh, I'm looking at it.
Oh, yeah, me too.
It's an Alien Lab special.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
We've been smoking that one for a while now, I feel
we
like.
We have.
That's the Archive.
The Archive.
Back by popular demand strain.
I know.
Is that the one that we called cereal milk? That's what it tasted like?
Yeah.
It was this one, right?
It was
the Moonbow, yeah.
Fruity Pebbles milk.
It was, yeah.
It's like
can you get it over
candy.
To Elena?
Yeah,
you're like a little bit closer. This studio is very vast. Elena's like all the way, but it's very
yeah,
good.
It's
good sight line, so I feel good about it.
Thank you.
Okay. Good pass.
Success.
What the hell's in that? We looked it up because we were smoking it one night and I said, yes, what's in Moonbow? And he paused and I was like, oh shit, is that like an old school strain? Did I just fucking out myself as a hack?
This is
and
literally probably the newest strain.
And he was
the
like,
one I've never
and
heard
he was
of.
Like, oh, I don't know. And I was like, oh my God, you just really, really freaked me out. Like I thought I was wrong about things.
It's on a list of the top 10 new strains of...
We
2019, and I think it's probably like number. It's in the
we
top
did look
three,
it up. I
think.
Don't remember.
At least the top five.
Yeah,
it was something with a number.
Yeah,
remember it was like number three
yes,
or number
you're
something.
Right. Yes.
Because I remember thinking about like Gorilla Glue or something.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
But I don't think it had Gorilla
Glue. No, but you're right. You're right. It was a number. I will smoke
TS,
that
can we
all
get
day.
The info?
Can TS, we just figured it out? I don't have all day here. We only have an hour worth of show by the time you...
Yes, I am over 21.
Yes, God, Leafly, just fucking tell me. Or what side are you on?
Leafly.
Don't tell anybody because then they won't listen to our show and figure out our secrets.
This is we go deeper than Leafly.
Yeah, we do. That's why you pay us the big bucks.
Skittles and Do-Si-Do.
All right. Well, there you go.
Do-Si-Do.
Speaking of good cookies.
Ooh, Do-Si-Do is probably one of my favorite cookies.
That was another one. Speaking of whatever you were just talking about, gelato, where Do-Si-Do's came out, had its time, and then everybody had it, and every single mid-level and every low-level
grower just had your Do-Si-Do. Ooh, don't let me forget to leave the Khalifa Kush for fish. Sorry, fish.
Oh, yeah.
God, doesn't that seem like years ago? That
it does.
It was last week's show. I brought Khalifa Kush for fish. I talked about it like for 40 minutes straight, and I brought it home.
Is it good?
So he do you like it?
I haven't had it. He's going to have to share it.
I remember when Khalifa Kush came out at the weed.
So I remember, too.
Okay, yeah.
Our first boxed weed ever.
That was Khalifa Kush, don't you remember?
One of the first jars we had came through.
No, it wasn't a jar. It was in a bag. It was in a plastic bag inside of a black box.
It was like very short-lived. It was weird.
It wasn't even sealed.
It was very short-lived. It did not last. And then it went, and then like it found its home in Vegas and Arizona,
I'm sure it's a complete.
This was like
4 years ago, I think, because that was
I was there.
I remember the it was an uproar of I don't want my weed pre-packed.
Yes.
I would never get a pre-packed eighth, and it was like, yo, this is gonna happen soon.
What was the other one that we always talk about? Did it? I always forget.
The ones that we love, the jar in the box. The LA Kush.
The LA Kush weren't good back then.
The Apero. The Strawberry Blondie.
The Strawberry Blondie, yes. I knew she would remember the strain. I couldn't remember any strain.
The little anime
chick on it. The little dog. The little anime, pink anime character that I was like, do I want that? There was like a champagne. Wasn't there just pink champagne? Maybe I'm making that up in my head.
And then they just had the classic OGs. LA Kush too. Yeah,
they did. And none of them were
blue,
like there yet.
And now we stand by
the Kush, the LA Kushes.
Oh,
with
our
whole entire lives. We love them.
Yeah. We had an ill OG at lunch by LA Kush at the Lowell Cafe.
Yes, we did.
A little bit salty. They went without me. I'm kidding. I wasn't able to go.
I actually made reservations for tomorrow, you guys. I haven't told you yet, but I actually really did. No,
they took me, and I loved it, and I am obsessed.
Yes, you weren't on here to talk about it. What did you think? Did you like it? My eyes
are rolling in the back of my head right now. I was blown away.
It was quite nice.
It was an experience, and I have nothing bad to say about it. And I was prepared to hate on it. I was going to be a curmudgeon completely.
Yes, I think we all were.
And I was so beyond impressed. Sounds like a fucking plug, but it was
really good. I keep tagging them in posts because like I'm like, we're just every week we keep going.
We have to. Yeah,
we're taking.
Why not?
We're taking our family this week.
Just taking her mama.
Yeah, taking mom. She was like, well, you know, like I think because it's so. So it really is chill. Like that's what we were saying. We were like, you're not gonna feel judged, which is really nice.
Do you feel like you're in a place on Melrose, and the smoking is almost not the.
It's like having a glass of wine.
Yeah, it's kind of in the background almost. Yeah. It's very, and that's what I loved about it. Just such a diverse group of people,
I'm also
making history.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
I think
to be a
I kept
part.
Saying that. And the higher I got, we were dabbing and smoking.
We keep doing it. And I'll be eating.
This is history, you guys. Look around.
Look around.
We're dabbing right now.
Drinking espresso.
We're drinking espresso.
Sasha and I have infused seltzers.
There's
5 milligrams.
Avocado toast.
French fries.
Ooh, french fries. We got the nachos.
We got vegan nachos.
They were delightful.
I'm mad at that.
I recommend it, and I will take as many people if you're here in LA. A bunch of people, I took an improv class a couple weeks ago, and a bunch of people were here from out of town. They all went. Like people who are from Texas.
That blew our minds.
Yes.
We've been in this industry.
We're desensitized to a degree.
We're a little jaded, I might say.
This whole show is a couple of jaded curmudgeons just screaming at each other.
And that's what I appreciate about you. And that's why you're my favorite.
We're so mad, but when we come to the Lowell Cafe, we're just happy.
Our pride is
so lit. I was
amazing.
So lit the last time we left. Oh my God, we smoked a half gram of. What did we smoke?
What did you guys get? The same one?
710.
That watermelon was
different.
It was ghosts.
It was a different apparatus. We used the G Pen. Tell her what it is.
No way. Oh, traitors. You didn't tell me this.
It's all new. I know she's finding this out live on the
air. You guys were actually just having a conversation. Sorry.
What is it? What's it called? It's the G Pen.
Yeah, it's like the adapter.
It's like a mashup, but there's some glass
it's
coming.
Weird, you guys. Like,
okay, how was this?
What's up?
Okay.
What's up?
Okay, so we first.
Was she better or just different? Be honest with me.
At first, honestly, it was really delicious.
We were down and with the sickness. We were down. But then, like, I decided the Puffco. The Puff. Listen, here's what the Puffco thinks. The Puffco looks at us, try the G Pen, and goes, "They're gonna love me, baby." And I like the experience. You will explain it in 1 second. I enjoyed the experience, but after a while, I did miss the Puffco. It was like, and you'll find out why. It was like dabbing from a rig. And okay.
So what was the difference from between that and dabbing, just not without using a torch?
Without using a torch.
Okay,
so
I guess
it felt
really convenient.
It felt like that, but then it was also like, I don't know. It was a little. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. We love the
Sasha
Puffco.
I'm gonna go get chips.
Puffco is the G Pen Connect, and you put it. There's a tiny little ceramic bowl at the top of your classic bubbler dab rig.
Okay.
And then there's a button. It's a large. It's actually a battery with one single button. And you hit the button two times.
Three times,
and it heats up to a really nice temperature.
How long? Why couldn't I say that? In what time frame?
How many
I don't know. Less than 30 something.
There's like less than 30 seconds, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And then, okay, it hit very well.
I got the dab sweats each time I hit it.
Okay, so that, see, I wouldn't like this.
I know you wouldn't.
I don't dab
that's why.
You
wouldn't, because it was intense. Like,
it was intense.
It was like dabbing from a rig, like, that was like heated up to like a medium temperature.
I think we were super excited too. We were just like,
oh, I was like, we're not stopping. He was like, should we finish it? I was like, you goddamn right, we should.
Mama,
I don't recommend doing
bitch,
that exactly. But we were, so I was lit. We were lit as fuck. But it definitely. I didn't hate it. I just, like, I felt like the Puffco, like you said, like, it's good
you
for people who don't often dab. Like,
yeah.
People, and it's it does like, get it you just as lit, and it's still tasty. So.
Exactly, yeah.
But I guess you can control the G-Pen, because they had, like...
I don't know.
So was the taste better on the G-Pen than the Puffco? Like, more potent?
It's both ceramic.
I feel like you got more taste on the Puffco.
Probably had more taste on the Puffco.
Yeah, I'm team Puffco, guys, still. I'm sorry.
Also, it's not sexy.
It's not portable at all.
It's not very portable.
No.
I feel like I can bring my Puffco anywhere.
I guess if you have a really, really expensive rig and you want to whatever, then
you
sure.
But,
the Puffco, I'm so spoiled. You guys really mess
there
me
it
up
is.
With that.
It's like eating caviar and having like to go back to like whatever is below caviar.
Yeah, not impressed.
Yeah.
But yeah, Puffco changed my life.
It's a life changer. I firmly stand by it, but that's not to say that I wasn't upset at it. Like, it got me high as hell, so it was fun. The girl, when we ordered the Puffco, I don't know, was that when
there
was
when
Elena?
We went with Elena.
She was like, "I don't say I didn't warn you." Like,
oh yeah, she
was acting like we were making a huge life decision.
Yeah, like, and we were fucking up by not like getting the G-Pen. We were like, "What do you
don't say I didn't warn you?"
Yeah, we were like, "We know." Like,
we know what we're doing.
We're getting $180 grand. We get it.
Yeah, we don't want to waste it on like a not even waste. I mean, I actually probably get more out of it. But still, like, I get too high to even enjoy it.
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah, it would be. It was great. It was enjoyable, but it was definitely a lot.
I feel like.
For the higher tolerances.
Definitely for the higher tolerances.
It's probably good for the first timer.
What?
The G-Pen?
The G-Pen.
No, I don't agree with that.
Well, it's got a small bowl.
Yeah, but it was like I was hacking my lungs out, and so are you.
Yeah. Okay.
Puffco like,
all the way.
You were like,
can I get
away with this? You were like drawing it really slow
like
or something. You were like trying
slow.
To give me tricks, and I was like, ah!
Slow.
And he was like.
We were sitting at the bar like.
At the bar, there was like hella people.
But it was delicious.
It was
delicious
so good.
Cough.
It was delicious.
So you guys were able to smoke inside.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
yeah,
we'll go back soon.
Inside.
I'm super down.
We just did a walk-in and we sat at the bar.
Nice.
We did. The past couple, yeah. It was great. It was a good experience. You guys, we like talked for 20 minutes. I'm going to play music, I think.
Yeah, let's play some music.
I'm going to play music. I'm going to go to break. Let's do it. We're going to come back. Wait, I got to find the music I'm going to play. Why don't you say what we're going to do, TS, while I find the music? You fucking do something for once.
What are we doing?
I don't fucking know. Well, we can talk about the NBA player. Your boy.
Oh, yeah. let's talk about that.
We'll talk about some science.
It's okay. NBA science.
We have like a lot of time, you guys.
We got lots of science.
So for everybody that's here on the ride. Oh, we may have a special guest caller.
Ooh.
We don't know. Yeah.
We're going to see.
He or she said yes.
Oh, so we may have that happen.
Yeah.
So that'll be exciting. So we're all going to figure this out in 4 minutes. So I'm going to go ahead and take a quick break and we'll be right back.
يا عمي يا بتاعي الحشيش انا عايز حشيشة طارية استنى يا بريل ده الواجب ده عليا الحشيشة اللي في جيبه غير الحشيشة اللي في ايديا دي الحشيشة اللي بجيبه غير الحشيشة اللي في ايديا ونستبح انا وانت ونولع الدنيا ونشرب الطفة حلوة ونسميها كايرو In the Cali sun, beat it up, indoor needled up. Rockin' style, dog cheetled up. I put the beer in garden, people what? People looking at me sideways, like I'm on the verge, like I'm on the purge. Eyes blazed, I don't say the word. You don't wanna follow me, son. You ain't got the nerve, you just wanna swerve with the little herb. Absurd, got you paranoid in the paragraph. When I paraphrase, got a paradroid, it's dancing on your fucking face. Paralyzed, see the paranormal, paratroops, summoned by the grandmaster. As he prepares the loop, temple doors open up, smoke billows out. Now you're hoping what for mercy, get your soul billowed out from another hood. You ain't really fucking with the brotherhood. Even if another could, I wish a motherfucker would. Clip it up or sip it up. Listen, I prefer to trip it up. Damn, skip it, y'all bit of box. I could take a bigger chunk. And if I'm calling dog fingers up, don't make a move, they like triggers up. Mugs, cut them up, trigger, trigger, one.
It's kind of hard to wear high heels or slip on banana peels. How does she get in and out of tubs? I hope she don't get mad. I I hope she thinks this song is good, not bad. Cause we think that she's totally rad, she's nuts. No fingers, no toes, she doesn't own elbows. No phalanges, no nominees, she's not. She don't need knuckles or hands, she goes deep on rock fans. She's always in the stands, she's nuts. She can't pick up a phone, she can't get dressed alone. She's got no funny bones, she's nuts. No shoes, four feet, but we sure do think she's neat. She's nuts, she's nuts, she's nuts.
All right, we're back.
And we're back.
It's the Cool Nerd Weed Show. That's Jess.
And that's Sasha.
And that's Alina.
Hello, Alina.
Alina is joining us. She is our best of friends and takes the best pictures of us and makes us look super cool.
Oh, shucks.
So thank you for joining us.
Thank
we
you.
We appreciate it. Follow us on Twitter at Cool Nerd Weed. Follow us on Instagram at Cool Nerd Weed Show. Google us. You can find us on other platforms as well.
All the platforms
everywhere.
All damn platforms.
All damn platforms. We ranted on social media for a little under 15 minutes last break. Yep. So where can we find Alina? Because we can't find you online.
This is possible. At Lulu Valentine. But like I said before, most of my portfolio will be on the Cool Nerd Weed Show. And band is Peach McQueen Band.
Sweet. Look out for new, amazing, fun things to happen in the new year for all of us.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fruitful new year. I'm going to be an influencer, you guys. That was my plan this year. And I think we're getting there. Grassroots, not
buying right.
followers.
That's right. We're doing it. Our people are real people.
So
we don't.
What? Well, oh.
We don't buy them.
Sorry,
we're not buying them.
He was very impassioned all of a sudden.
He was raising his fist.
I know, I was like, anyway.
You're not.
No, I like when you get impassioned. I am not an impassioned person. I enjoy your passion. Oh, it never fails to amaze Elaine and I. We cheers to it.
We often do.
On our own, we cheers it to yes, this we I can do. Confirm.
Oh,
I'm
going to
say
you.
It live on the radio.
Oh, shucksies.
a Dangerous Darren ad played, I think, right before our show.
Oh,
shout
perfect.
Out Dangerous Darren. So anyway, speaking of people who are not on this show, I don't know. That was my segue. So what happened? Just say the story because I can't even set it up anymore.
All right. Miami Heat guard Dion Waiters had a panic attack after consuming a THC edible on a plane. On the team plane, the team charter.
Oh, that's so embarrassing. Sorry. That's like super embarrassing.
Yeah, the Miami Heat are obviously from Florida. They played a game in Phoenix.
Florida, that's where Elena hails from. I don't know if she likes to announce that, but I just blew up her spot.
We
so.
Can just pretend it
didn't
happen.
Sorry, yeah, just
say,
kidding.
You know?
Born and raised.
Born and raised.
Up in
the
FL. But,
so,
you know,
Actually, no, I disagree with you. But anyways, carry on.
I wish I could better.
Anyway.
By the way, Jacksonville. Go Jacks. So anyways.
The team's from Florida. They played in Phoenix that night.
Okay, so they were in Arizona.
Flying into Arizona. Dion Waiters did not play in the game in Phoenix, and he was complaining about a stomach illness, and he said he consumed an unfamiliar edible.
Yo, what? Okay.
Oh, you know, I don't know what.
Okay, so why did he even admit to that?
Why? I know.
Like, if I were him, I would.
I'd just be like, I had a virus.
Seriously, I ate some bad chicken. Are you really going to say,
I ate a weed edible and now I'm like tripping out?
They probably wouldn't have known.
Silliness. So silly.
THC edibles and THC use is prohibited in the NBA.
Well, naturally.
It's much.
And how hard do they enforce that little rule?
The NBA kind of looks the other way. They don't really want to.
So now
take
the
players
NFL
off the field.
Doesn't look the other way. They look right directly at you.
Right directly.
Yeah, like when Michael Vick puts it in his fucking water bottle and another illegal thing to have on the plate.
Right.
Okay, all of these athletes want to use cannabis to help heal their ailments. Yes, you can.
Cool. I just had
shout out ginger beer.
Yeah, thank you. Shout out ginger beer.
I have questions, though.
Tell me those questions. Ask them to me.
Tell them at me.
Ask your
He's an NBA player, so he's not a small man.
He's a big man.
How much did he eat?
Well, you know what they do. You know what the people do.
Let's do a little science here. Does that really have anything to do with it? Because I remember back at the weed, there was this girl who would take... Do you guys remember the really good Matt Rise juice roll-ups? I think he still makes
them. Oh, yeah. Shout out Matt Rise. Shout out Matt Rise. Matt Rise will come on our show.
One of the last true ones. Like, seriously. The Banksy of the weed industry.
Oh, yes. I should fucking say that's a very accurate description.
Seriously. They were pretty strong and all organic. Everything.
I would eat those.
Reasonably priced. Best edibles. So this girl who was, I would say, 80 pounds, tiny little mousy chick would come in. She's like, I get one of those and I get a gram of RSO and I put the whole thing on and I roll the juice roll up. And so she's eating like over 1,000-something milligrams and she's like, and I don't really get high, it just puts me to sleep. But to be fair, you
I do that
you
too.
Throw
I also
down.
Do that. I also do that. Once we were on the show and I was like, and then I had this, and then I had this, guys, and then I had this, and then he was like, well,
for
Jesus
anyone that
Christ.
Doesn't know what Sasha looks like, she looks like a fairy, a tiny little baby fairy.
I'm a little bit under 5 feet. I've out consumed TS.
Oh yeah.
I've had like over 1,000 milligrams today.
You know, 100 is my max.
Which is normal. that's pretty also above.
What's yours, TS?
Yeah, what is your max?
I probably fall pretty low. I'm probably like 50 to 100.
You're pretty low, I feel like.
But
I can already see his eyes.
When I worked at the juice factory, my tolerance was Mary
miss you the juice.
It was
the
much
juice
higher.
Made our tolerance so much higher. Like, because I had like some crazy.
There
shit
were like
in
300 milligrams.
God, rest in peace.
Like the minimum.
Okay, talk about favorite edible.
Out.
I think Mary Jane's juice.
Oh yeah, that one goes down.
I would
down
always
in
have it in my fridge.
When he was working for the juice company,
that
we were
so sad.
My kitchen fridge was stocked. You girls came over. I had all the girls from the week come over.
I remember.
And I was like, raid the fridge, you guys.
I think we all shed a single tear.
it was like unknown flavors. Like my husband was drinking them. He doesn't even do
the strawberry lime one.
You had the experimental flavors with the mango with the sea salt.
And there was like a
pineapple jalapeno.
Pineapple jalapeno. Oh, I would bathe in that shit if you let me. Oh, I could taste it. I could literally taste it.
Sorry, we're getting
Let's say you drank one of those 300 milligrams and then you got on a plane.
I drank about half of one of those, and that was one of my worst, even worse than my RSO trips. Like
really?
Most of my RSO trips.
Whoa.
That was for Rick Simpson oil.
Did you just feel yucky, sick?
I was just panicky and super like, you know, the can't sit still. When I was younger, it was like, oh, I'm dying. But now I'm like, oh, no, I'm not dying. This just sucks really bad.
It's going to get through. Like, that's what I mean. Like, people, they will, we've all done, I still do it. Like, with edibles, if you don't know your dose, if you don't know how much you're taking and you're taking an unmarked edible, you don't know what's in there. We didn't know when we were in New York and we were back east.
Because what if there's variations even though it's tested? We don't know.
And your chemistry, your body chemistry is different all the fucking time.
I used to tell people that fat intake has a lot to do with it too.
What you eat, when you eat, if you eat an hour beforehand, if you eat, it's all so very different. And
timing.
And
not
timing is everything, everything.
But that's why the juice was so good because it hit you so fast.
Yeah, it was like almost a sublingual.
Oh yeah, it metabolized very quickly.
But like when you're on a plane, like it wasn't a Mary Jane's juice. It was a sexy Eds that I had. also Sexy Sasha. Eds, rest in peace.
How, oh my God, love you, Sexy Eds.
Fucking, I had a brownie. I had a 300 milligram edible. That was not 300 milligrams. You know that
those
shit
were
was
always
like,
much
over.
More.
Oh, much the, oh, over. Another, another underdog that
but
just
they
like.
They taste so good. They were,
talk about full spectrum. That was
and
actually
maybe
made
he
with
just
hash.
Liked the taste, yes. And yeah. I like maybe waiters just liked the taste of the gummy, so he kept on eating. I'm not trying to talk shit.
Wait,
on
I thought we,
no,
f- I, we did we confirm that oh, he had one gummy, or he maybe just said that.
They don't.
Probably,
they don't yeah. know. He's not saying how much he
obviously,
ate.
Obviously, yeah.
Also, I mean, okay. To be fair, if you are actually having a panic attack on the plane, like, and you kind of want to, you kind of want to admit to what you had, if you were, if you were like, I don't know,
medically,
for medically,
but like,
he was honest and in his
admission. I'm sorry, call me crazy. I still would not admit that because it's like, no, I'll just say, I'll even say like, I had an allergy medicine that made me feel weird.
That's a short flight. Too. I mean,
I know it's like isn't like an hour
like,
and 40
it's like
minutes.
An hour flight, maybe. So, man, I probably would have just like
it
sucked
it
up.
It probably came on like when he was waiting in and that line or something. And
that's
then,
a really panicky wait. Time. That's
this
a
is
shitty.
A private team charter. He didn't wait
what?
In any lines.
He
wasn't.
Did,
this
what?
Wasn't.
What?
This wasn't
he
like.
Did,
he wasn't on like Southwest.
He was on a private.
He was on a
jet?
Private, private
okay.
team jet with
okay.
all with all the rest of the team.
I wish you could see the intense okay. eye roll that's happening right now. Are you kidding me?
He wasn't on
okay,
he had a panic attack on his private jet on
that's
a gummy.
That's so embarrassing.
Yeah, so if I was on a private jet, I would have been like, hey, bro. I'm kind of freaking out now.
Can you just
can I get a Xanax?
Can I get a Xanax? Can I get a champagne though? Can I get some water?
Give me a bottle of water.
Can I get a pillow? Can I get an eye thingy?
I need some cookies. There's got to be some ice cream on this plane.
Give me a sugar rush. I want some cookies. You guys, we should go to Fat
Boy.
I'm super
dumb. Get me some orange juice.
Get me some OJ. You know, dad red OJ.
OJ, wouldn't that do the opposite?
That would spike. Yeah, it might be.
Vitamin C.
You're right. Well, actually, no. They say it makes you less high.
No.
Oh, no yeah, way. Alexa.
So that
and
was
I
a myth.
Talked about
kind
that sometimes.
Oh,
actually,
Alexa,
speaking of two Alexas,
enable Alexa. Adobe Radio.
Wait, do it again. I was talking.
Alexa, enable Adobe Radio.
And Alexa, if you're listening, you are welcome to call in at any point. Real person Alexa, not robot Alexa. Real person friend Alexa,
oh
who is
God.
Part of very
part of
much
little,
part of this crew,
this family.
And we miss her. She's in
so
Florida
much.
Right now.
Okay,
living the life.
Girl.
So
remember those recovery drinks?
Yep.
Yes.
That we used to have.
Did those work?
We
did
never actually
work?
Tried
never
them,
tried
but mostly
either.
They weren't vitamin C.
Yeah,
they were vitamin B. It was like
yes,
basically
yes,
like one was almost
B.
like a
yeah. Usually
a Red
it's
Bull.
Like whatever's yeah. Well, I just feel like that's okay. whatever's gonna flush out your system,
right? Like niacin or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So
but
like,
even then, it's in your blood. Well, yeah.
Well, when I was on the plane and my edibles hit. I did. We hit some turbulence, and I was like, "Well, you know, here's where I die." And it started to like really, like really. I was inside my brain, and I was like, "Oh, okay, this is what they feel like when they say it's not so fun." I did feel sick because I feel sick anyway on planes because planes are disgusting, flying farting machines. I hate being on planes.
Little germ
anyway,
tube.
I fucking hate planes with my whole life. So that is already. So that started to creep in. So. I even the person who consumed
yeah,
all the milligrams, I still had a freak out.
But,
so, but I didn't say
but it's
I didn't,
Sexy Eds though. Dude,
I know,
those were always
true.
Double.
And I closed my eyes and I did. I drank water. I did have a snack. Oh my God, I was so hungry though. But come on, waiters, you didn't even wait for the munchies to kick in. You know how satisfying that is after you have a wave of paranoia to go in on some plain snacks, son. You can
you're
like come on.
You're on the team jet. Homie? You've got the best snacks. I'm sure.
The best snacks.
I'm thinking.
Chips, I wish I had access
as far
to those.
As the eye
oh,
can see.
There, you're
Skittles, M&M's.
Some fruit roll-ups probably. I would have fruit roll-ups on my private jet.
I feel like we're such stereotypical stoners
no.
tonight where we're
I
like,
know,
okay, chips.
Let's do our show
okay,
for something different. And we're like, yeah, let's go to Fat Burger. we eat Fat Burger like every single week. It's like our routine. We get really high and eat Fat Burger after the show.
Really appreciate
so I think we're getting Fat Burger ordered
yeah.
to the studio.
Yeah.
I recommend that. Well, waiters, so he was suspended a bunch of games. We
he
like
was
a
recently suspended 10 games, and he had been disciplined before
now,
for some detrimental. He'd already been disciplined this year, and
if he lost, he tweeted something.
Not really happy with Miami Heat right now, so he tweeted something early, and
ooh,
I think we have a caller.
Oh,
is her name Alexa?
I think it is. Oh Oh my God, wait, hold on. I like that sound. I okay. do
too. Was that
okay, hold on. Is it playing?
Hello.
I know that giggle.
That's Alexa. Oh my God.
You guys.
Can you hear?
Yeah.
You guys, I had a split second where I was like, I panicked because I was like, wait, am I supposed to call like on the Skype app?
Oh, I don't know. How does it work? What did you do?
This delightful tune just started playing and we were like, oh, it's our angel.
Oh,
Alexa.
I'll make it louder. Hold on. It's as loud as it can get. You're as loud as you can get. I can hear you. It's our angel Alexa. It's Alexa. It's Alexa. She called into Skype into the show. Yay. Thank you. So wait, what did you do? Did you call on the app? How did you do it?
No, I just called
on the phone.
The number, yeah.
The phone.
Well,
yeah.
Well, ain't that
that's how it that's how it Skypes.
Technology is a really good time. Well, thank you for calling.
I know. Of course, I love technology. This is amazing.
This is the fucking best. So. Alexa's in Florida now, right now, right?
That's, I am.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Real. So while we have our surprised special guests here, what's Florida weed like in person?
Alexa, we'll let you go first.
Yeah, you go. Yeah, yeah. How's it been?
Well, I actually haven't smoked any of the native Florida weed. I have been smoking totally not smuggled across any borders.
No, it's imported. Imported from the
magical,
most legal of ways. Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Okay.
From actually Boston, and that is surprisingly decent. Actually, it's not the best, but it's fine. Gets the job done.
So not much experience in the Florida department,
but you do have
Florida. A little bit. Yeah.
What I can say is that there are like tons of very irritating CBD hemp stores.
Oh,
out
my
here.
God. It's
like a plague.
A plethora.
It is
like a plague.
And an invasive species.
And at every smoke shop or tobacco shop.
Yeah, the ones out here, I think I told Sasha this, the ones out here like to pair CBD with kratom.
Ooh.
Actually.
Oh.
Let's just mix it all up. Let's mix it all up, you know? Yeah. Why not?
You might as well just throw everything
like on
together.
The marquee, it just says CBD kratom on the marquee.
It's kind of Florida.
If they could make that into a vape, that's Florida in a nutshell.
Can you
kratom on a marquee? CBD.
And it's got to be grape or watermelon flavor, yes. Like God said.
That's spectacular.
Can you also get a case of whipped cream canisters?
probably get some.
It pairs very nicely.
Yes, it really, really grabs the subtle tone.
Wow, that just brought me back home a little bit. That feels very beautiful. Florida.
That's beautiful. That's a beautiful thing.
Florida.
Yep.
I think there's one that does kava too. It's like, it's so funny. Yeah.
Well, well, that's what things are like in Florida.
Meanwhile, in Florida.
Yeah, meanwhile, dot, dot, dot. But, I mean, people out east are feeling the pain for not being able to get weed.
New York was interesting.
Oh, yeah. So what did you do in New York? Because I still have yet to get weed in New York.
So my best friend out there, she still gets weed from her street dealer, but it's like, it's totally the medicinal shit, like 100, like all labeled proper.
Really?
Is it just harder to get into the places over there?
Yeah.
Okay.
It even says on the label like the parents of the strain.
Oh shit!
I should have taken a picture. I totally fucking forgot.
That's so cool. But, well, maybe I should like try and like get someone. I'm going to be there for the holidays. I should because. Taking weed over state lines is illegal, but also because I want to try it. I do want to try it, but I did get a text. I've been getting texts from my New Yorkers being like, it's just hard to come by. Like somebody sent me a picture of London Pound Cake and it was a cookies bag.
Wait, the one?
Yeah, the one. And I was like, what is this? With the queen on it.
Okay.
And I was like, what is that? And I was like, is that cookies? And he's like, yeah, but I got on the street. It's like four times removed from where, you know,
you can
it's
buy
so
those
old.
Bags. You can buy those
or
bags
Or you can
online.
Buy those bags. That's it's so true.
If they can make, we're just talking about knockoff versus the China.
So true.
If you can make a cookies bag.
So very true. Well, good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, Alexa, do you want to talk about science stuff with us?
Sure, of Okay.
Does the Pope shit in the woods?
I mean, yeah, does the Pope go to church? Yeah, so we're going to, what do you know what strains we're going to do, T.S.?
What strains are we going to do?
We've been doing this thing every week where we kind of like nerd out on like the strains of weed that we've been smoking and finding, because like there's so many different and new strains. Like we were just talking about Moonbow, which I could have been an old strain from like, oh, Alexa, I can't wait for you to come back to LA. You're going to try so much weed.
Lex, you're going to freak out. It's a good time for weed right now. It was.
Even when Elena doesn't hang out with us for like a couple days and like we're like, TS comes with his exotic, beautiful. TS is back in the biz now, man. He's getting those fucking samples again, or he's getting those good goods.
Yep. Nothing but the best.
No, but we're saving a little.
Talking about Lowell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I can't wait to go with you.
Oh, my God, Alexa, you're going to love it.
I want to go so bad.
You will. As soon as you're here, we're going to go.
Yes, you're going to really, really love it. It's going to be fun.
And you know me, and you know us, and you know that we would talk shit.
We would. We wouldn't like it if it wasn't fun.
Literally nothing bad to say about it. It was amazing.
No, it was super fun. You're going to really like it. Yeah, I know. It is also something that I feel like we do sound a little, we're like a lot, like
because
it is, it's a beautiful thing. Like on the East Coast, it's all, you almost feel like stunted or handicapped once you, like when I like touch down in New York, I'm like, where is my access? You know, like, and it's troubling
for safety. Like it's.
It's weird. It's weird. All of it's weird. So I will try and get weed in New York somehow. And see how that goes when I go back home.
Get that knockoff pound cake
and see how that goes. That's really interesting.
My girlfriend even gets edibles.
She really? Like, how do they dose them out there?
It's like the good old days of 215. It's just like a brownie, and it says how many milligrams is on it.
So that's not... That's
over 100?
That's great.
Yeah.
500?
I think she had...
That's like a fossil. I haven't seen one of those.
Had like a 200 milligram. It was like a Reese's peanut butter pieces brownie.
I'm hungry. We are so hungry right now.
I just started drooling at this.
For real, like, I'm going to choke on my drool. Wow. Okay. Well, what a great time to be alive.
I'm so ready to nerd out with you guys.
So. Yay! Hooray!
Yes. Oh, right. Yay. Okay.
Okay.
So, T.S., I was thinking about, let's just start it from what we've actually been smoking lately. So before we got here, we tried the Pink Picasso.
Alexa. Now let's tell you the about Pink Picasso. That.
Indica Dominant. Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, this is good.
This is good. I like when TS discovers something like live on the air that he's like about to say. It's like, it's a beautiful thing.
So we were talking about the...
so motivating.
He is. I like raise my hand. He's like a wise shaman.
The OZK.
OZK.
We were talking about earlier.
Yes.
Skittles Cross. So Pink Picasso is a cross between OZK and Candyland.
No way.
Oh,
yo, we keep coming across these old school cookie strains.
No.
Lex, remember the Do-Si-Dos and the candy? Like,
the Candyland.
Yes.
So
I like Candyland.
I'm like, I'm like, I can take it or leave it, but.
Oh my God, I love it so much.
Which one?
Cookies.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
But now I'm like, is Candyland even cookies? I could be wrong.
No, it's like Candyland a GDP cross. Candyland's like an old school, more old school cookies, cross.
Right? Yeah.
No.
I think it might be GDP.
I think that's pre-cookies.
Is it? I think it's pre-cookies. Really? It might be.
I think that's where...
Let me Google it.
This is where...
We gotta know.
Okay, let's go to... You find
my
cookies.
My guess is GDP and...
And I'm going to find... I'm going to go to the...
Okay, I'm going to Google Philo's. What am I Googling?
Candyland.
Right, Candyland. Sorry, I'm high and hungry. We've been talking about food this whole time. I know. For being Candyland. I should put weed, cannabis, weed, Candyland, weed. Strain.
Yes.
Strain.
I forgot how to Google things because I'm high. Okay.
I read ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, damn it. Alexa, you just show off.
Overachiever.
God damn it. I'm not even past the leafly. Are you 21 or over page?
So at the time that you were doing
so I'm still clicking.
What do you got first, T.S.?
Yeah.
You're right.
No. Okay, wait. Alexa, are you on Leafly? I'm on Leafly.
Okay.
Let's see what Leafly has to say, and then I'm going to go on. I've got a genotype report right here.
Okay. No, you were right.
So
say it. Say it.
What, wait. No.
Are you ready?
No, Leafly goes first.
Yeah. Oh, Leafly goes first? Me?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready, guys? So it's a sativa dominant hybrid bred from Granddaddy Purple and yes. Bay Platinum Cookies. So
what is it called?
Bay yeah. Platinum Cookies.
Bay Platinum. Okay, so just, oh.
Cookie. I mean.
Bay Platinum Cookies. If it's, well, okay. Hold up.
That's like a platinum cookies.
Okay.
I got a bone to pick. You said that Candyland was an old school strain, correct?
Yeah.
So is Leafly wrong? Because Platinum Cookies would not be old school.
No, I think it's
GDP
just,
would be
yes.
Yeah, well, platinum cookies right. is in the realm of old of school? Old
platinum cookies.
Oh, so cookies? I thought you were saying it was pre cookies.
I think you did.
Say I that. Did. Did I say that?
I just I wanted to argue with you. That's all.
I think.
So what does Philo say?
Philo says its nearest relatives are Girl Scout cookie, animal cookies, White Tahoe cookies. Double OG Sour Scout 12.
Okay.
I don't know what that is. I mean, calm down. Anything like that. Scout.
It's got more. Cookies F1 male. So Gelato 45. So it's genetically very similar to all these
so
strains.
So wait. So say the stuff about it.
Well,
say the science stuff.
Oh, okay. It is mostly berry and OG. Well, I've got... Yes, Sasha, go ahead.
What's berry?
I'm still trying to figure that out.
He knew exactly what you were going to ask. Alexa, do you know what
berry
is?
Yeah, Alexa, okay. What do you?
No.
What's your theory?
Berry?
Alexa,
listen to
this. So the galaxy subpopulation reference bar breaks it down into all of the genetics into either skunk, hemp.
I love skunk.
Berry, so landrace. CBD or OG Kush.
Landrace is always the one that I like.
Landrace.
Yeah. Shout out Landrace.
And everything.
Yeah, Landrace is the thing. It's
And it's also a very common.
It's common.
It's very common genetic. So, I stand by the fact that Candyland was pre cookies.
I don't know, Tia's.
I don't know. I think you're wrong. I think you're wrong on that.
They're all sisters, for sure.
I got it. Here's the thing. Yeah. God's gift.
Yeah.
Do you remember? Is God's gift like old God's school? Gift.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. That also has GDP. I remember they were very similar.
Yes.
But I really strongly feel Absolutely. That Candyland came around the same time as Do-Si-Dos. When it was like all the cookie crosses.
I remember, yes, I remember. Candyland was like the hot.
And remember we had that crazy purple,
like
Lex, you worked there at
yeah.
the time. Okay. We had the crazy neon purple nugs. Remember
yeah.
people
yes.
were crazy over it?
Candyland. Remember, I remember the label.
I'm sorry to disagree with you, too.
No,
right.
I think all right,
all right.
Right. I'm willing to concede.
I'm willing to concede.
It's a cool nerdy show with Sasha and Elena. Sorry, I'm going to keep myself. Actually. But yeah, no, I think it's a newer strain. Good buddies.
I need a timeline.
Can we get a fact checker, please?
Can we get a beer, please? So maybe that covered both strains that we wanted to do because we wanted to do an old one and a new one.
Yes.
We have we have like 2 minutes to do a newer one if you want.
A newer okay, what else
what
we
you got?
Got?
What you got?
Yeah, do you have anything that you want to know about?
Anything that I want to know?
Actually, no, let's do like an older one. Let's do like an older one.
All right, okay. Pick Alexa.
Alexa, what's your what older? Everything rests on you right now.
Pick us a new strain or an
you
old
know
school
what?
Strain.
Do this because so for my totally legal weed that I've been smoking, I supposedly have been smoking what is labeled as Super Silver Haze. However,
I kind of
think that it looks and smells and feels like to me like it's blackjack.
Oh shit! Yeah.
Okay, okay.
That would be so Super Silver Haze.
We're all like, I feel like we're like raising our eyebrows.
I know.
Okay.
I mean,
take your pick on either of those.
I've got genetic results for a Super Silver Haze from True Leave. I think they're actually in Florida.
Oh, True Leave. That's the dispensary I went to.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
All right. Let's.
That's crazy.
Let's see what their genetic.
I had a jack from them that wasn't bad at all. It was just like a straight jack.
I believe that. So what is it?
Okay, it's coming.
Here we go.
All right,
here
it
is.
Okay. I loved the Super Silver. We used to have it. Super, you guys remember Silver, Gold
yeah.
Coast?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I fucking
are they still kicking?
Yeah.
I
haven't seen them around.
Yeah, they had a really good Thin Mints.
Oh, the Thin Mints Super was Silver. The Gold Coast, when they came around, we always got that.
So the Super Silver Haze.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Sorry. We're ready.
The Super Silver Haze currently has no clones in the galaxy, in it, but it has two relatives in the galaxy, okay. And that is Hawaiian Dutch and Dutch Treat. There's 12.
Oh,
I didn't even know. Really?
Wow. 12. I was going to expect like Maui Valley or something.
I would have never
something.
Even said that. Yeah.
I mean, I guess pineapples.
Well,
similar,
yeah, that's true.
I did not know that.
I mean, I guess the haze, the pineapple haze.
What's Dutch Treat? Again, this is just a tree that
it
never
is,
ends.
It is. That's what we wind up doing. We wind up like always it. Running out of time where we're like, we're going to cover 7 strains today. And we cover one strain and then just start like going on.
I think it's like a hazy sativa, right?
Yeah,
yes,
it was a sativa.
Yes,
sativa.
Yes,
like a
cheesy,
yes.
Really cheesy, skunky.
I can taste it.
Like Maui.
It's delicious.
Haze.
Yeah.
So that's a relative. It has a similar heritage and varieties of hemp with a smaller component variety similar to there's a lot of variations similar to varieties in skunk, landrace, CBD, and OG.
OG.
Okay.
All very interesting. All very interesting information. All right, well, that took up a lot of time, so we're going to have to go. We're going to go to a quick break. Alexa, thank you so much for calling. We're going to text you kisses, I think.
We love you.
We'll get call. We should do this every week. Everybody come back every week. You guys, we're just going to expand our show to the 4 of us.
So
we love you so much, Alexa, and we miss you. And we're going to take a very quick break, and we're going to be right back.
The word you say, I'll never listen to. Cause if I did, I'd be just like you. But you're my enemy, and soon you're gonna see. You gotta be yourself to be happy. Cause you're not fucked up visions in my head. I'm a fucked up kid, is what they said. But at least I know all the things that I want. And it's all the things I've got. Cause you're so quick to point the finger. You act like you're shit. Don't linger, it feels good when you see someone else in a rut. It gives you confidence, it makes you happy. But you're not fucked up visions in my head. I'm a fucked up kid, is what they said. But at least I know all the things that I want. And it's all the things I've got. But at least I know all the things that I want. It's all the things I've got. Fucked up visions in my head. I'm a fucked up kid, isn't what they said. But at least I know all the things that I want. And it's all the things I've got. And it's all the things I've got. And it's all the things I've got.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Nice. It's the Cold Air and Reed Show. We're back. That's Jess.
And that's Sasha.
And that's Elena.
Elena.
Thank you for joining us
Thank
for the show.
Thank you, guys.
We come
this
back
amazing.
Anytime. We'll nerd out more. Alexa joined us. Thank you, Alexa. We love you
we
so
love
fucking
you, Alexa.
Much. We'll do more of these fun, spontaneous shows as we close out the year. Because why not, I should say.
Because why not?
Just nerd out with us. That's what we're going to do. And we have fun doing it. Follow us on Twitter at Cool Nerd Weed. Cool Nerd Weed. Follow us on Instagram at Cool Nerd Weed Show.
Follow us at Social Club at Cool Nerd Weed Show. And Canna Buzz. at Cool Nerd Weed Show.
Yes, and where can we find Elena?
At Lulu Valentine and at Peach McQueen Band. Ooh. Those are both
yes,
Insta.
Yes, and hopefully we'll have everybody on a few more times before the year closes. You know, we're in the holidays, you guys.
I am already? So down
it's that. Happening. Yeah, yeah, we're doing Hallmark movies where...
Let's bring in some like old school, you know, rainbow lights.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm so down. Oops. Starting next week, we're going to start to play only Christmas covers.
Christmas songs.
And that's going to be it. Yeah, that's going to be it.
No,
it's
not
happening.
Before Thanksgiving.
It's happening. Oh, all right, no. Stay medicated.
And stay dedicated.
Oh, yeah.